This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. We're joined today by Woody Wolf. Many folks know him in our area and around the country for that matter as that guy who sings to the sick children. He's been doing it, in fact, for 40 years, but he started here in Danville. Woody's been in the news again recently, writing a song in support of his friends in Ukraine. So we brought him into the studio to update you on his work and to teach you a bit about him for those who are not familiar with the music and ministry of Woody Wolf. Thanks for being with us. Woody, let's begin with your background, your story, how you came to where you are today.
41 years ago, I met a young man on a helicopter. I was part of the Life Flight team when Life Flight initially started at Geisinger Medical Center. And we had a request to take a young man who was battling cancer up for a ride. And I've always said it was the ride that changed my life because he kept saying, this is so incredible, the hospital's so boring. I said, I play a little guitar. Maybe I could come see you. And as I've always said over these last 41 years, I'm walking proof that God has a sense of humor. Because I really just thought I was going to help that young man a little bit with the boredom of the hospital, and it ended up that I started to get asked to come into other rooms because the children would hear it, and music seemed to open people's hearts to where they wanted to talk, and it didn't take me a real long time for it to sink in that this might just be where God was calling me to go. And so it took me until 1992 to actually quit Geisinger, so it was part-time and just at Geisinger up until 92. Outside of camps, I started doing medical camps for kids with cancer in 1989, which took me to Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, and Kentucky over the summer, but I was taking that time off from Geisinger. But in 92, I left Geisinger, started full-time, and it was weekly up to the pandemic. It was every week in Philadelphia, every week in Hershey, every week at Geisinger. Did two hospitals for a long time in Philly, St. Christopher's Children's Hospital and Children's of Philadelphia, and then, of course, Penn State Children's in Hershey. And then outside of that, I've worked with an adult stroke group with Central Pennsylvania Aphasia Group for a number of years, and then tried to sing wherever else I could to support the craziness.
What sort of music do you sing? Is this all originals? Is it Christian music, children's songs?
When I started, I really felt that it was God calling me to that place. So I almost had this sense that I needed to go in there with, the contemporary Christian music of the day. As I say to the kids today, it's like, you know, my contemporary music isn't quite as contemporary as yours, because I still play a lot from the 80s and 90s. But I said, I went in with a lot of that, but I quickly came to find out that in the midst of what are perhaps the worst days of a family's life, if they haven't had a strong faith foundation going into it, it's not real likely that it's going to happen immediately. They're most likely going to be angry at God, if anything. And I met with that, and I realized that in my journey, God met me where I was at, and I realized I needed to meet these children, these families, where they were at. So I found out very quickly that Itsy Bitsy Spider could be a very spiritual song. That once a child went from crying to trying to do the motions of Itsy Bitsy Spider, you would have mom and dad's hearts as well. And I remember, in fact, one of the first times that happened at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, it was a child who had been just diagnosed the day before, had gotten a Metaport put in that day, and was just inconsolable. And the nurses had asked me to go in. And I would struggle with each new child because I kept telling God I couldn't work with sick children. Here I am 41 years later. But I went in there and I offered what I had, which was Itsy Bitsy Spider. I asked if there was anything her little child would know. And she just shrugged her shoulders and said, maybe that. And as I played it, the child immediately stopped crying, started doing the motions to Itsy Bitsy Spider, and mom started to cry. And she looked at me and she said, I don't know. I don't know if you realize this, but I think God sent you here today. And it was at that point I started to realize that, yeah, God could use those songs. So I do everything from children's songs to current pop hits to Disney. And I found that God can use it all, as much as I've tried to not play some of it. He surprises me.
I know I've wondered, and I'm sure other folks have wondered too, how do you do what you do? How do you sing to these critically ill children without completely losing it emotionally?
Well, you do lose it. I mean, there are times, you know, I realize that, you know, shortest verse in the Bible, Jesus wept. I realize it's not a weakness. I realize it's, you know, we're taught to rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. And, you know, our human response to rejoicing and mourning are very different. And I think they, you know, my emotions run the gamut for sure. One of the things I started saying very early on in this, I'd be asked to speak at churches and I'd have someone come up to me and say, oh, I couldn't do what you do. And I said, well, I obviously didn't get my point across because I can't do what I do. You know, this is truly the evidence, you know, that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. It's not about our own strength. I think sometimes we fail to rise up to things that our heart might be leading us to, but we feel that we have nothing to offer in that situation. And God has just shown me time and time again that he's got it covered. All I have to do is show up.
Tell us a bit now about how you've navigated the pandemic. I understand you've had some health issues that you've been dealing with at the same time.
I dealt with one of those in March of 2020, right before the week before the lockdown. And I had a heart ablation for an AFib problem. Thankfully, it has been corrected and taken care of and gotten me off those meds. But when I was in for the, I had to stay overnight after the procedure. And of course, one of the nurses there had worked in peds at one time. And she said, well, where's your guitar? And I said, well, you know, didn't think I'd bring it for the procedure, but I'll come back next week. They told me to take a week off. I'll come back next week and I'll sing. Well, obviously the next week I got the message, don't come in. You're not allowed in. And, so that was the 16th of March. I'll remember that day because I thought, what do I do now? And thinking it's going to be a couple of weeks. So on March 17th, I sat down, picked up my iPad, and went on Facebook, and I saw that Go Live button. And I thought, well, I wonder what that does. And I hit Go Live, and I did my first live kids show. And that carried on into the summer. I did a show every day at 4 o'clock. I did Ash Wednesday. I did Maundy Thursday programs. I did Palm Sunday and Easter programs. I did a Christmas Eve program that year, because I was trying to keep so many of my friends connected. And as special as it was, I missed that one-on-one. I missed that time of actually looking in a person's eyes. But I guess the positive side of it was I'd be doing a show and people can comment along the side of Facebook while you're doing your show. And I would see my friends from Ukraine saying hello, and I would see my friends from Arizona saying hello, and everywhere in between. And the very first night, after the very first concert on the 17th, I received a multi-page Facebook message. And it was a young woman that said she didn't know if I'd remember her, but she said that I had sung to her through five of her surgeries at Phoenix Children's Hospital when she was around 10. And lo and behold, I did remember her. Her parents had sent a picture to me, which I had in my studio, of me standing next to her. She was holding her IV pole, and my hair was darker then, not this gray. And I took a picture of it with my phone and sent it back to her. I said, this is you, right? And she said, you do remember me. And I said, yeah, and I don't know how, but I do. And she said, well, I just wanted to tell you that friends from Arizona called to tell me you were on streaming. And I'm now a NICU nurse in Dayton, Ohio. And I got to watch with my daughters and say, this is the man that helped your mommy when she was in the hospital. And there were blessings like that that are just very humbling, very humbling.
So now that things are getting to some semblance of normalcy, are you getting back out there now?
I am. In May of last year, I was approached by Geisinger asking if I'd be willing to come back. And my wife answered for me and said, yes, I don't know what that says. But I started back in May, and about the same time, I had reached out to my friends in spiritual care, because obviously doing this kind of work, you overlap with the spiritual care department. I have good friends in that department in every hospital I've been involved with. I had reached out to them and said, look, I'm locked out as a volunteer because all of my badges say volunteer. And I said, is there any way I can come in through you guys? They said, oh, absolutely. We need chaplains. So I took a flex chaplain's job. As a nonprofit, it's been difficult times for everyone. So because of my age, and not to put a burden on the ministry itself, I decided to start collecting Social Security, which I was holding off on, but started to collect, and then took the chaplain's job to take the burden off the ministry itself so we can use the funds where they're needed otherwise, because we've done things like provide generators for families who have children going home on ventilators, and insurances will cover ventilators and suction machines and pulse oximeters, but they won't cover a backup power supply, and they won't approve these kids to go home until they have a backup power supply. So we've been able to provide a number of generators. So that's something we were able to continue doing throughout the pandemic.
If some of our friends would like to learn more about your ministry and your work, where shall I send them?
The website is hearttohandministries.com. And a Facebook page as well.
Thanks again to Woody Wolf for being our guest on today's WPGM Community Forum. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the Community Forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.